This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
Hello, lovely listeners. Today we're diving into the concept that underlies much of the transformative work we actually engage in, both personally and in the realm of coaching and therapy. This is the principle deeply rooted in the laws of physics, yet it resonates remarkably with the essence of our mental and emotional processes. I'm talking about the law of perpetual transformation of energy. This law is one of my absolute favorite universal principles because it literally outlines how we have the power to change our energies and how all forms of energy can transform or be directed into new or other forms. This is Manifestation Therapy's podcast, episode 12, and I'm Judy, your host. Now, you might be wondering, what does physics have to do with mindset shifting and therapeutic processes? Well, stick with me, and you'll discover how this law not only governs the physical universe, but also provides profound insights into the dynamics of our thoughts, emotions, and the therapeutic journey we're on. In simple terms, the law of perpetual transformation of energy, which doesn't sound simple at all, I know, states that energy is never created or destroyed. It merely changes form. Think of a flowing river, constantly moving, transforming, and adapting to the landscape. Our thoughts, emotions, and even our mindset operate under simple principles. The energy within us is in a perpetual state of transformation, just like all the energy around us. So let's apply it to the world of coaching or psychology, therapy. When we talk about mindset shift and a therapeutic process, we're essentially guiding individuals through a process of energy transformation within their minds and bodies. Old limiting beliefs can be seen as one form of energy, and through therapeutic techniques, coaching, and intentional mindset shifts, we actually facilitate the transformation of that energy into something more, empowering the positive. That's why this universal principle is so amazing, because it is empowerment. As coaches or therapists, we become the navigators and the guides for those that we work with. We provide the space for transformation, helping individuals redirect the flow of their mental and emotional energy towards a more desired destination. By understanding and working with the law of perpetual transformation of energy, we gain insights into the fluidity of change, the adaptability of the human mind, and the potential for continual growth. There is energy in our thought patterns. I hope we can all agree on that. So when I talk about energy, I'm not meaning some spirit-like entity of color and light that travels invisible through our chakras and provides this aura-like vibration, although that's pretty cool. But my family is actually full of electricians and electrical experts. Most of my uncles worked for Hydro. I grew up understanding that some form of energy are not always seen, but still there, working behind the scenes, and should be, if nothing more, respected and made aware of. Electrical pulses and currents can be powerful and dangerous. They can also be amazing. But the electrical impulses that happen in our bodies, in our nervous system, and in our brain, they make sense to me. They are energy in action. The thoughts we have in our brain are occurring with energy driven from what we bring into our bodies, from the environment, like the food we eat, how we sleep. It's all energy. It also comes from our experiences. So then our thoughts create impulses with neurotransmitters, and that energy transforms into other forms of energy in the other parts of our brain, the emotional part of our brain, the amygdala, to be specific. This means that our thoughts and beliefs, the imprinted messages that we carry, have energy. This energy may be negative or positive in frequency, and it may be constricting and stagnant for us, or it may be dynamic and expansive. From the energy of our thoughts and our emotional brain experiences, these shift into emotional responses in our body. An emotional energy, it can be positive or negative in its own frequency. The emotional energy that we experience does not happen in our brains, but also in our body. It's directly connected. And then it releases hormones and activates our nervous system in different ways. That's why we think we feel what we feel and we experience. So if you have a thought, it leads to an emotion, which leads to a body experience. The thought has neurotransmitters, which release different chemicals, for the emotional response, which triggers the nervous system to do something, as well as release different hormones in the body. It's all energy, and it's all transforming into different forms of energy, which we then release as behaviors and call upon an experience in our environment. Hope that makes sense. For example, let's take a child that is told they are ugly as a child, which, you know, I hope nobody out there does to their children, but it's a message that has been instilled in some children. Okay, so if I'm told that I'm ugly as a child, and when I try to combat that message, I'm further ignored or insulted, that message may become imprinted. So as I grow, I may avoid looking in the mirror, and I may constantly have the thoughts that I am ugly or I'm undesirable. Even I am unlovable. These thoughts we recognize as being negative, but they resonate as very deeply negative, meaning they are not thoughts that just lead to irritation or frustration. These thoughts actually lead to powerful emotions like shame, disgust, low self-worth. These emotions trigger the body in some individuals with poor posture, muscle tension, autoimmune issues, and the individual may act on these negative thoughts and emotions by becoming withdrawn, disconnected from others, fearful or avoidant in attachment, and depressed. Basically, if I'm told I'm ugly as a child, I may feel ugly, feel negative, and therefore avoid or even draw upon negative environments and situations. Maybe I do connect with someone, but it's someone who treats me poorly. So flip it. If I'm told I'm smart as a child, and I look for examples of this by reading and looking for people to encourage me with my good grades or positive talents, I may have the message of intelligence as part of who I am, and this may become imprinted on me. As I grow, I may seek out situations that validate my intelligence through grades at school or being motivated to try new things or assignments and focusing on what this smart can bring me. I may have thoughts like, I am smart, I can problem solve, or I am quick-witted. It may be, I am accepted. We can recognize these thoughts and positive as positive in frequency, as an amplified level of positivity. These thoughts may lead to feelings of pleasure, confidence, achievement, and courage to try new. These emotions may trigger a relaxed nervous system, better posture and eye contact with others, motivation towards success, positive social interactions, and confidence in the face of problem solving. This individual may actually experience positive relationships and confidence to attach to others securely with success. They may feel more comfortable surrounded by others who feel the same. So in both these situations, the energy of thought transformed into energy of emotion and the experience of an individual in their body. This energy also transformed into the behavior that the individual had and how they interacted with others and what they attracted in their environment. It created further environmental experience in doing so. But if we look at this in the bigger picture, we can see that all of this is just energy. And all energy can transform into different energy. The power is actually limitless. We can change anything we focus on changing because it's just energy. Those thoughts are just energy. It's just a thought. It's not who the person actually is. Nothing is unchangeable. Nothing is stuck. Everything is simply negative or positive in energetic frequency. And that energy just needs the empowerment and understanding of how to transform, how to shift or change into what might be more positive in frequency and experience. I love the power of this universal principle. This is change. So it's fairly easy to implement this universal principle of perpetual transformation of energy in work with others, because it's literally the work we do with others. We support people in change, transforming from negative frequency into positive to attract more positive. So building on awareness of where they are, of the paths of where they want to go, making connections between thoughts and emotions, body experiences and behaviors, and how these play out in what we attract into our environment, how these perpetuate the experiences that occur or develop. The law of perpetual transformation of energy can be seen all around us. It's actually part of our environment to begin with. So from the food we eat, turning into compost, and then into rich soil to help grow more food, to the air we breathe, supporting the growth of the trees, which then support the air we breathe, it's happening at all times. It happens within us and outside of us. To really get into this universal principle of perpetual transformation of energy, it can actually help define some exercises to take advantage of it. Combining this universal principle with gratitude is a very easy way. Find the blessings in your life where the law of perpetual transformation of energy has created positive change for you. Did you have a situation that seemed chaotic and horrible and stuck, but it actually shifted into a positive lesson or maybe something beautiful? A loss that led to a deeper felt connection or abundance. Like for instance, this is a good one, a breakup that was heart-shattering, but actually led you to meeting someone that you connected with at an even deeper level who was a much better and solid match. One of my best examples is the loss of a job in the high-tech industry. It had come after losing multiple jobs in that industry because it was a time where high-tech went from the place to be to constantly downsizing. At the time, I was fostering my daughter as a single parent and had very little support, so it was pretty terrifying. But I had already learned about the secret, and I was already activating the law of attraction into my life, as well as the other universal principles. So instead of getting down, I allowed my feelings to pass, and I celebrated what doors it may lead to opening. And from that loss, I found opportunity and began the original career plan I had in my life to supporting others with social work. From there, today I have not only that college diploma I received after the job loss through the government program that the opportunity brought me, I also have two other degrees and a master's degree. I'm a clinical social worker these days. I have years of experience doing not only what I'm good at, but what I'm passionate about, what I love. I was never truly passionate about resolving computer issues. I was okay at it, and I was never passionate about writing code. I like to write with words. I was, as I said, I was pretty good at it, but I wasn't excellent. I was by no way the best. And supporting people with healing, it's been my true purpose. It's my passion. And it only continues to shift and transform into better and better these days. So one of the best aspects of the universal principle of perpetual transformation of energy is how it can connect with gratitude and how it can support the change that it defines. Not only by being grateful for what in our lives has transformed, but for what is coming as well. So I hope this has given you some insight into the amazing law of perpetual transformation of energy, and I hope you take some time after you listen to consider ways it's impacted your life in the positive and ways you hope it will in the future. Don't forget to like and share. Check out my website, www.manifestationtherapy.com, and my Insta at manifestationtherapy, no space or break. I welcome questions and comments, and be your best potential. This has been the 12th episode of Manifestation Therapy Podcast, Universal Principles in Supportive Practice. Have an amazing day.